Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about one of the best New Year's resolutions you can make. It's to get outside for 20 minutes a day. Unlike plenty of other resolutions, this one will probably put you in a better mood. And if you live somewhere cold, dark, and gloomy, it can make winter seem more doable. I first came across this idea for this resolution via the Humans Outside Project. This is run by a woman named Amy Bouchatz, who lives in Alaska with her family. Now, Alaska might not seem like the best place to get outside for 20 minutes a day, especially in, say, January. But Amy has committed to doing it and to enjoying what the natural world has to offer. Sometimes what the natural world has to offer is absolutely spectacular. And sometimes being outside for 20 minutes a day means a quick walk outside the airport before a long day of flying. But either way, fresh air is a known mood booster. Even cold, sleety conditions can make you feel more energized by the time you go back inside. So I decided to adopt this as one of my quarterly resolutions during a recent winter. And I have to say, I am a big fan. Pennsylvania, where I live, isn't Alaska. But still, winter can be cold, icy, and generally not that pleasant. There's always a tendency to hibernate, especially when the sun sets at 4:30 p.m. around the solstice. But committing to get outside for 20 minutes a day changed my relationship with winter. Because I knew I would be outside, I decided to get better outdoor gear. I finally bought waterproof boots so I could wade around outside in the slush. And shockingly, I became much more willing to do so. I bought a long coat that kept the chill off my legs. I also made a choice to buy good winter running gear so I could run outside instead of on the treadmill, as long as conditions were safe to do so. I vastly prefer the outside scenery to a boring treadmill, so this improved my mood right there. Since it's generally better to get outside during daylight hours, setting this intention forced me to look at my schedule each day and figure out when I could take a break. In summer, you could go outside after work, but if it's only light from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., that might not be the case. But it's the rare workday that wouldn't be improved by a quick jaunt outside. I made sure to put on my boots and do this occasionally. And even on challenging days, the commitment to get outside forced me to pay attention to the winter landscape and its subtle beauties. One day, I had to get my minutes in by walking around the airport parking garage at the Philadelphia airport. But the sky was actually quite beautiful as the winter sun was setting over I-95. Now, yes, I might have been happier to see a tropical sunset on a beach, but hey, winter beauty is beauty all the same. Now, if you live somewhere tropical, you probably don't need to set a resolution to get outside for 20 minutes a day. But for the rest of us, I'd encourage the idea. That's why I'm setting this as a quarterly goal again this year. Well, possibly the day I'm in the hospital delivering my baby, I might not make it outside for 20 minutes. But the other days, sure, why not? Getting outside can help us experience winter in a whole new way. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.